Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication that gives women business owners tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by Women Speakers Magazine, the magazine for meeting planners and professional speakers. To find out more, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Patty Wink of Wink Travel about six ways to travel safely. My guest today is a native of Illinois. She has a master's degree in education from the University of South Alabama. Today, she is the co-owner of Wink Travel in Douglasville, Georgia. Her travel agency helps clients by saving them time, researching the best value for their investment, and creating forever memories experiences. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly a proud citizen of the Douglasville community. Ms. Patty Wink, welcome
Good
to Spark
morning.
Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. The rain is wonderful. I just saw something on the news about the states that are in such serious drought. So we need to be very thankful for the blessings we're getting.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Well, Patty, tell us, what inspired you to get into the travel business anyway?
I've always enjoyed it, just never felt that I could actually afford it. I'm a person that loves research, love to be able to help other people. And it was an opportunity that presented itself at a time when I was looking. And the more I've gotten into it, the more it has me hooked, especially seeing the results of some of the wonderful trips I've been able to put together. So puts everything together for me that I'm passionate about and that I'm that's very important.
Well, good. You know, we've known you for several years now, and we know you as a person who likes to help others. Where did you get this helping spirit from?
Well, I think each of us have, you know, the gifts that were God-given. I'm very much, I think, like my mother. But it's just been something from the time I was little, and I think that's why I went into education. Taught middle school math for about 18 years, and it was just... it was a passion, a mission, and part of who I am.
All right. Well, let's get back to the travel part.
Okay.
Now, is travel insurance worth the extra expense?
And that's a question that I get so many times. It's such a fraction of the cost. It's a way of protecting the investment that you've made. And it's not just the money. It's the fact that it's something that someone's planned for. And many times, families have saved for these trips for a very long time. So to be able to have something that is wonderful, and then tragedy of some sort can happen. let me give you an example. I had a couple that were doing a honeymoon cruise. They left home from Georgia, headed to Florida in order to go to the port. On the way, the bride gets sick and ends up in the hospital. Totally lost everything for their cruise because they did not have travel insurance. So the next time she called me, she said, first thing is, we'll have it this time. But what a huge, huge, huge disappointment because they had the medical expenses and lost out on what they had budgeted for their honeymoon. So, yeah, and there are tragedies like this that happen all the time. Hopefully, it's something that won't happen, but it is that. That's why it's that insurance, and it's something that I really require with my clients. because I know the value of it.
All right. Well, let's talk about papers now.
Okay.
What important papers should a traveler have on a trip?
Okay. What the travel agency should be supplying, obviously, is going to be the whatever the itinerary is. You need all of the papers, whether you're going to a resort, when you're checking in at the airport. So you need to have all of the papers that have to do with your trip itself. The travel insurance company will provide a copy of what their policy is. They'll also provide cards that are that you just run a copy of and cut out, but it's something that you always have to have with you. Obviously, if you're going out of the country, you have to have a passport. Now, I know the cruise lines don't require it, but I would never go out of the country without the passport. Let me give you an example that has to do with the cruise. It was sometime last year, and we read of the malfunctions that happen on the cruise ships, and this had to do with an engine. So they were floating. Now, luckily, the tides brought them in closer to the States, and they ended up, all the passengers disembarked at Mobile. If they had been further out when it happened, the currents would have carried them to Mexico. Everyone that ended up not having a passport, the kind of paperwork and what they would have had to go through to get back into the United States is beyond anything that I can imagine. Another huge, huge, huge tragedy was it was on that same one. That was what it was. I keep reading so many things. that's why I like the research. But there were a third. They actually had printed how many of the guests on the cruise ship did not have passports. It was a third of the ship did not have passports. And so those are the kind of things that can happen. One of the last cruises we were on, we had pulled away from Nassau for, it had been like maybe about an hour out, and the ship's captain comes on the PA, said, "We are turning around. We're now headed back to Nassau. We have a medical emergency." And, of course, I looked at Stan, and I said, "My prayer is they have both travel insurance and a passport, because there is no telling what all it would have been otherwise." So passport, obviously all the travel insurance, the itinerary. When I, if I have a client that's doing, for instance, I've got one going to the island of Anagata, which is near Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. So there are lots of pieces to their trip. So what I do is I send them a detailed itinerary. On this day, this is when you're to be at the airport. This is what you're to do. They're catching a ferry. They're going to a separate hotel. What time do they have to be back to meet the ferry to go back from Anagata back to Tortola? So I do a very detailed itinerary. That's something that you definitely should have, because it's easy to kind of lose track of where you are and what's going on when it's something that's that complicated. And obviously medical records. If there's anything at all that you know another doctor needs to see, your medical card, all of that you should have. So, I know. One other thing is when you go, if you're going into another country, you will have, if you're flying in, you'll be filling out a customs slip. There's a small piece that they tear off that they give you. You have to have that on your person the entire time you're in that country. So it's good to have some type of a document folder, you know, where you're keeping everything together, you know where it is, and that you have yourself covered. Better to have too many papers than to not have enough.
All right. Well, how can valuable items be protected while traveling?
Oh, my. And that's such a huge thing. One of the things that is suggested, I actually have a website that is a great one for people to go on, and it's www.travel.state.gov. And it has a huge number of category headings where you can click in and, you know, get ideas. But some of the ones that they mention, one is you want to make copies of all of the documents. And actually, I mentioned that at a presentation I made just recently. One of the young men who is super, super media savvy said, because I said something about, you know, having copies in different places. He said, no, Patty, what you need to do is you actually make a copy from your phone. You make sure that it's downloaded, that it's, and so you can pull it up whenever you need to. That way you don't have the paper copies. I'm a paper person. I think that's my era, but I will do that too. For me, it's just another backup. But you also want to make sure that they're copied. All the papers I've already mentioned, someone in the United States when you're going out of country, even if you're going to, you know, a wonderful tour through the Grand Canyon, whatever, when you're away from home, make sure someone else has copies of everything that you have, passport, the travel insurance, the others that I mentioned. So copies are huge. Another part of it is there are a lot of companies that make very special belts that you can wear under clothing so that you've got the ideas to have it as close to your body as possible, not in a back pocket. I'm really surprised how many, and I guess this is what young people do, but they stick their cell phone in their back pocket. Well, it wouldn't take much for somebody to pull that out. So, or if you have a jacket, of course, those of us that love going to the warm climates don't want to have a jacket on. So the belt's a great idea. But if you have something with a jacket, make sure it's an inside pocket. Nothing in the outside pockets at all. Ladies, if you're doing, want to have some type of a purse, then what those over the shoulder that are so popular now, that way you've really got it across your shoulders and your hand is right on it, you know, and you have it protected, which is part of what I would do also. Any place, whether it's the resort, a hotel, the cruise cabin, they all have a safe. So anything that you know you don't need right with you, that may be if you have an extra copy of, like I said, the travel insurance cards, passports, and so on, you know, keeping them in a safe. And it would also have to do with, you know, items to be careful that don't take expensive things. I remember the TV, they were doing a whole lot of documentaries on the amount of luggage that was being stolen here at Atlanta, right off of the, you know, the whatchamacallit that goes around and around, anyway, with the luggage. Because they know how to pinpoint expensive luggage. Anything that says, I'm a tourist, I have a lot of money, look and see who I am, that's definitely no. Don't wear jewelry. Wedding rings, obviously, that would be something I wouldn't go without. But please, please, please be very careful with that. Another thing I do, and of course I have a business card, so a regular customer or client of mine wouldn't have, but put extra ID information inside the luggage where it's packed, in a pocket. I know we have the luggage tags, but I've also had those disappear. So something that's inside the luggage, there is a, I don't know if any of you know, I'm trying to remember the name of the town. I don't know why I keep forgetting it, but it's in Alabama. All of the lost items from airports and cruise lines come to that big warehouse.
I've seen that on 60 Minutes.
That I've got to make a trip there. But it's wedding dresses. It's top of the line. It's rings. It's all kinds of jewelry. Oh, and the amount of technical items, and not counting the clothes. And see, they don't ship it there right away. There is a waiting period where they do everything they can to try to find the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it is common sense, but when we're packing for a trip, we can get so excited. So I really work on sending a checklist, and I keep adding to it. As I research, as I learn more, I'm adding to my checklist for my clients. Please take care of these things. And like I said, that website that I mentioned is really, really, really great. It's a good one to go to.
All right. Well, let's talk about staying healthy. What's the best ways to stay healthy? What are some of the best ways to stay healthy during vacation?
Okay, and there are, my goodness, there are so many. Obviously, the first ones, if you're going overseas, you know, they'll say, you know, don't drink the water. What I had a very seasoned travel agent tell me is, even in a 5-star hotel, major resort, she never orders anything, not even canned, but she never orders anything other than seltzer water with no ice. We tend to think of protecting ourselves, but we may not remember and think about the fact that the ice is made with the same water. Obviously, making sure you have all of your meds. Anything, double check with a doctor before someone leaves, especially if there are some health concerns. And obviously, that's another reason for the travel insurance, is to protect for that. Carrying Imodium AD in case of that, the stomach problems. But I just saw research just recently about buying charcoal tablets. And what charcoal tablets do that's different is they actually help detox the body in case there's some kind of a virus or something in it. I can remember when we were living on Guam and we went to the Philippines and so on, is that one of the things we were told right away, you don't eat any fruit unless it had something hard, some kind of a hard shell, because anything, even like a banana, the whatever pesticides are used or whatever, water, any of that, will seep through. So you want to be very careful with that. Electrolytes, especially if you're not feeling well. Staying hydrated, lots and lots of liquid is huge. And, of course, most of us are headed where it's warmer. So, obviously, it's going to be a good sunscreen. Those that want to wear a hat for protection, comfortable shoes, loose clothing. And one that I thought was interesting, they had it listed under what seniors should do, but I think it would be anyone, especially if it's a very long flight, is that prevention of the deep vein thrombosis, which can happen if you're sitting too long. And if you remember, there was a war correspondent, I believe it was with NBC, young man in his 40s, trying to remember what his name was, but he'd been riding around inside one of the tanks during the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. He developed that deep vein thrombosis, and he died.
Mm.
So it's not something to take lightly at all. It's something that can be very serious, and it can be for anybody. So those were just some of the ideas that I have.
Okay, what about some of the possible scams that travelers should be aware of?
Oh, is that ever fun to research? Oh, my. I mean, it's beyond, I guess, people that want to steal can be. And it's a shame they don't use their creativity in a positive way. But a few examples of that is you get into a taxi, which I would not recommend doing in another country anyway, and he tells you that your hotel has burned, so he has to take you someplace else. Hopefully we'd be smart enough to figure that one out. At an ATM in another country, it may be set up differently. And if you have someone that would love to help you, you know, figure out how to use the ATM. Or there will be, I know when we were in Taiwan and Thailand, I mean, there were just, well, and it was in Mexico too, lots of children, you know, coming around. Unfortunately, a lot of them have been trained. And so somebody may help you clean off something on your clothes. Anything that distracts you from protecting your valuables. And there are things that they're good at doing. One of them was that I had never thought of is somebody tossing a baby up in the air, and your immediate reaction is to go and help. Well, and believe me, that's what they'll do, according to the research I've done. And another one has to do is someone drops their keys, or and you go down to help. You know, they drop something, and you're sitting at your table, and you go to help. Well, what you don't remember is maybe your camera, you know, and case you had right by you. But see, it's that instantaneous something surprising happening that you react without thinking. So it's just, it's that type of thing. You know, one of them that I thought was really kind of scary, is you pay for something, the shop owner looks at the bill and accuses you of paying with a counterfeit bill. And what they do is they then...
Counterfeit bill or counterfeit credit card?
No, bill. I mean, a dollar, like a...
Oh, okay.
Whether it be,
all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. So what they do is they hand yours back to you, which actually is now counterfeit. They've kept the original, which was good. They hand you a counterfeit one back and then ask you to pay again. They got paid twice.
Okay, well, we only have a few minutes left, so
okay,
let me go down this list here, and I have to get you to be a little briefer so we can get to all your questions. How does a traveler maintain sanitary conditions in a hotel room?
Okay, that's quite a documentary I saw. So use only paper cups. Be sure and check your bedding. In fact, the safest thing is to bring your own sheet and put it on top of the bedding. Sanitize things that people handle a lot. And one of the best ways to make sure you're not bringing bed bugs into your home is to leave, and this I got this from a pest control person, you leave your luggage outside the door. You then take everything out, put the clothing, anything that can be run through the dryer, you run it through the dryer for 20 to 30 minutes. Be sure and check your shoelaces to be sure there isn't anything down embedded inside the shoe if you have, like, tennis shoes.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, why would you leave your luggage outside your door?
Because you don't want to bring it in. You don't want to bring the luggage in and then empty everything in the luggage because the bugs are so tiny, then you're actually bringing them in. So you leave them outside the house. You pick up the clothing, like put it in a bag, take it immediately into the dryer, empty it in there, and then make sure that every bit of the luggage is checked to be sure you don't end up with bed bugs in there.
Okay, and then bring it inside.
And then bring it inside.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what is the value of using a travel agent rather than booking directly online yourself?
Okay. Online booking, there are times when I actually recommend that because I know someone has seen a sale. I don't want them to lose it, so I have them go in immediately. What you're losing, though, is hopefully part of what I've shown you is the research, the personal attention, making sure you're getting exactly what you want. Because the ones that are the agents, and that's what they're paid to do, you call in, you tell them what you want, and they go ahead and take care of booking it. They are not checking for anything else. What they won't do is actually, in many cases, help you figure out what you want. Okay, that's what I do. Because I'll have honeymoon couples come to me and say, I don't know where I want to go. Okay, I send them a check. I send them a questionnaire. Okay, those are the kinds of things that I do. I also have access to vendors that where I can book that a regular person going online will never see because they do not have access to that. So it's all of those things, you know, giving you choices, that kind of thing. It's the personal touch with somebody that you eventually really develop a relationship with that you know you can trust because you're handing them your credit card information.
All right. Well, you kind of answered that question about how would you describe a quality travel agent. You kind of
answered
that.
Yeah, and hopefully that's exactly what everyone has heard today are the things I'm talking about, the extra research that we do, the extra training that we do online in order to learn more. If I don't know about a destination, I will contact other travel agents. We have lots of websites we can go to, and I'll say, okay, I haven't been here. What's been your personal experience or what has been a client's experience? I know that the comments that are on Facebook and so on, I don't know those people that make those comments.
Oh, right.
I mean, as far as, you know, what I'm talking about online, website.
Sure. Now, tell us in 30 seconds, Patty, why did you decide to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine? In 30 seconds or less.
It's the best way to get into the kind of market that I don't have access to on my own.
Okay.
At all. You carry such top people and contacts that if I'm going to take my business to the next level, the only way I knew to do it was with Spark Club.
All right. Well, now, before we bring this interview to a close, is there anything else you'd like to add or clarify at this time as it relates to traveling safely?
No, I think it's really do the research. Do it yourself. Use those websites I've mentioned. Go in and make sure you really have a better idea of what to do, but also make sure you've covered all your bases at home, especially your medical. And relax, go and have fun, and have a great time. Don't ever anticipate there's a problem, but always be prepared in case there is.
All right. Now, before we – well, I said that. How – hold on one second. How can you – how can people connect with you? How can our listeners connect with you?
Okay. My website is www.wanktravel.com. And it's wanktravel.com, spelled wanktravel.com. My email is Patty, Patty, at wanktravel.com. My office number is 770-852-1925. And I post my cell also. My cell number is 404-234-7421, and I'm willing to help anyone, especially if you're working with groups. That can be extreme headache.
All right. Well, Miss Patty Wink, co-founder of Wink Travel, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug, for asking me. It's an honor to be able to get to be with you on the show. And what we're working for is making more people aware of all that you're doing for women in business.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another outstanding job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.